Bila shorty for the day. So every day in our Shmona Esrei, the first bracha, where we make a request, is Atachonen la'adam dat. You give a person knowledge. It's interesting. We don't start off asking for knowledge. We first off make a statement. God, all das comes from you. Now, I think das is usually translated as knowledge. But the truth is, I think it's much deeper than that. Das was the word which is connected to when Adam yada et ishto. Adam knew his wife. Adam was intimate with his wife. So that's not to say that das necessarily means intimacy, but it means that it's a deeper type of knowledge. Not just the intellectual knowledge, but something which hits our heart. And the idea here is, yeah, we may intellectually know all sorts of things. We may learn all sorts of material. But only you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can give us true das. Truly take the Torah, take the knowledge, and let it change our actions. Let it hit our heart. So that's what we're praying for. That's what we're recognizing right when we begin our tefillah. Such a deep concept. And something that we all struggle with. We know so much, but how do we internalize it? How does it change our lives? Perhaps if we recognize, internalize this every day in Shmona Esrei, we'll have a better shot. One last idea, which I think Hashem sent into me. The other three times, there's only three times in Shmona Esrei where we start off with an Ata. We say Ata Gibur, Ata Kadosh, and Ata Chonen. Second, third, and fourth brachas. After that, no more Atas. Perhaps the idea is that we can only really internalize the Torah's knowledge if it's coming from a place of recognizing that God's all-powerful, that this Torah is coming from an all-powerful, all-knowledgeable God, and that God is so holy. The Torah is so holy. Only when we recognize that the Torah we're learning is from an all-powerful, super holy, and separate God can we truly internalize the lessons of the Torah. So that's today's Tefillah Shorty. I hope it helps inspire your Tefillah. Have an amazing day.